Crypto mom Hester Pierce to leave SEC for Regent Law. In November, SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce, known across the industry as Crypto Mom for her decade of pro-innovation dissents, is leaving the agency to join Regent University School of Law as an associate professor in November, Cointelegraph reported on May 20th. Pierce has been the most consistent crypto-friendly voice on the commission since 2018. Her exit removes a known dissenter at a moment when the SEC is rewriting its approach to digital asset oversight under Chair Paul Atkins and follows a string of personnel and policy changes that have reshaped the agency's posture toward the sector. A decade of dissents that defined her tenure. Pierce earned the Crypto Mom label after publicly disagreeing with the SEC's 2018 rejection of the Winklevoss Spot Bitcoin ETF, calling the decision an overreach that pushed innovation offshore. She has repeated some version of that argument in nearly every enforcement action against a digital asset firm since. Her safe harbor proposal, first floated in 2020 and revised in 2021, would have given token projects a 3-year window to develop sufficient decentralization before being judged against federal securities laws. The proposal never advanced past commentary, but it became a reference document for industry lawyers building decentralization arguments. In 2023, she helped lead the crypto task force inside the SEC alongside Commissioner Mark Uyeda, a body that has since become the agency's main vehicle for issuing no-action letters and structured guidance on crypto product design. Atkins reorganized the task force in early 2026 to handle the SEC's innovation exemption work on tokenized stocks. The agency she leaves behind, the SEC Pierce is leaving, is not the SEC she joined. Under previous chair Gary Gensler, the commission ran more than 50 enforcement actions against crypto firms in 3 years. Under Atkins, that pipeline has largely been paused, and several pending cases have been dropped or settled on narrower terms. This month alone, the SEC has begun preparing an innovation exemption for tokenized stock trading on crypto platforms, rescinded its decades-old gag rule that prevented enforcement defendants from publicly criticizing the agency after settlement, continued waving through spot ETF amendments, including BNB ETF filings from VanEck and Grayscale. Pierce's vote was rarely the deciding one. The commission has 5 seats, and a Republican majority can move proposals without her. But her dissents and concurring statements served as a public record of where the agency had been too cautious or too aggressive, and they were frequently cited in industry briefs. A conservative Christian law school as the Next Stop Regent University School of Law, located in Virginia Beach, is a private Christian law school founded by Pat Robertson in 1986. It is not a typical landing spot for a former SEC commissioner, most of whom rotate into white shoe defense firms, consultancies, or think tanks like the Cato Institute, where Pierce previously worked. The associate professor role suggests Pierce intends to focus on academic writing and teaching rather than direct industry lobbying. That is consistent with her public statements over the years, in which she has framed her work as long-running policy advocacy rather than political positioning. She does not appear to have signed on with a law firm or crypto company, which removes the immediate revolving door critique that often follows agency departures. A quieter SEC for crypto policy. With Pierce gone, the remaining commissioners include Atkins, Uyeda, and 2 seats that have rotated. Uyeda has shared many of Pierce's positions on crypto, but he tends to write fewer public dissents. The result is likely an SEC that continues to ease enforcement pressure, but generates less of the on-the-record commentary that gave crypto lawyers ammunition for their filings. The departure also lands as the Clarity Act advances through the Senate, with Senator Lummis pushing to combine banking and agriculture committee jurisdictions on the bill. Pierce had been one of the few federal officials regularly testifying in favor of clarifying which tokens fall under SEC versus CFTC oversight. Her successor on those panels has not been named. For crypto firms, the practical effect is muted in the short term. The Atkins-era SEC is already friendlier than the Gensler-era one, and the policy direction is set. The longer-term effect is harder to read. Future SEC commissions under different administrations will not have Pierce's dissent record to point to when arguing that the agency should not return to its earlier posture.